Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine with a high near 81. Kenosha right now, 66 degrees, 71 in Burlington, 71 Milwaukee, 68 in Racine. Four men taken into custody by Mount Pleasant Police with help from Sturtevant PD and the Racine County Sheriff's Department late last night reference a shots fired call near Gate Street and Durant Avenue with some additional help from a citizen who followed a vehicle. Officers did a high-risk stop in the 13,000 block of Highway 20. Inside the vehicle, according to a news release, was a gun. Taken to jail on arrest charges of reckless endangerment of safety, witness intimidation, plus disorderly conduct while armed, 26-year-old Derek Harris out of Illinois. The three other occupants of that vehicle, two from Racine, one from Illinois, all jailed for witness intimidation. The Racine County DA's office charging 17-year-old Rytrell Earl with being a party to intentional homicide, plus four counts of attempted homicide, referenced the near-midnight Sunday shooting death of a 20-year-old man whom police say was the innocent victim of a gang dispute. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
According to court documents, Deshaun Jordan and four others had been at a fish fry and were walking down an alley in the area of 16th Street and Phillips Avenue when a car drove up and the occupants opened fire. Jordan was shot in the head and died of his injuries. Another man was grazed by bullets. Investigators allege Earl is a member of a Northside gang and shot at the men in the alley, which is considered rival gang territory. The victim was not a member of any gang, according to police. Based on the description of the car, police arrested Earl at a home on Memorial Drive. Earl is scheduled to return to court August 24th for a preliminary hearing on the charges. As they do for all violent deaths in Racine, the Interfaith Coalition will hold a prayer vigil Sunday evening for homicide victim Deshaun Jordan. The vigil, led by the Reverend Tony Larson, will begin at 6 p.m. in the alley south of 16th Street between Phillips and Murray Avenues. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The teenager accused of murdering 17-year-old Olivia McKay last month in Kenosha was in court on a charge of intentional homicide plus hiding a corpse and operating a vehicle without owner consent. 19-year-old Daniel Tate accused of killing McKay, then with the help of another teen, Jamari Cook, dumping her body along a Mount Pleasant Road. District Attorney Mike Gravely noting Tate has a history of violent behavior. Tate ordered held on $1 million bond by Court Commissioner David Berman. A preliminary hearing scheduled for next week.
Given Mr. Tate's track record of not showing up for court appearances, it gives me even more concern that unless there is an appropriate cash bond, that Mr. Tate would flee the jurisdiction.
Court documents have Tate and Cook meeting McKay through Facebook, arrangements for her to pick them up at Tate's grandmother's home on Sheridan Road. The teens drove around, then walked the lakefront in Kenosha, with Cook reportedly telling investigators Tate grabbed the victim in a chokehold and then held her head underwater. Investigators, though, say Tate first claimed it was somebody else who had joined them and began to strangle the victim for unknown reasons. Then he changed that story to say the person was unknown to them and that the victim had gotten into the car and that the person with the person and driven away. However, there is reportedly surveillance video from the All Saints Medical Center complex showing Tate and Cook driving up to the victim's car. Racine County Metro Drug Unit agents did some search warrants, four of them related to residents in the city of Racine, from which six people were taken into custody, all in relation to what's classified as a drug trafficking organization. Sheriff Christopher Schmeling has a news conference coming up later this morning. He'll be talking more about that investigation. A request from Target Corporation to exceed the city of Racine's quota on Class A liquor licenses for the sale of alcohol at its store on Durant Avenue by Regency Mall, well, that gets rejected by the Public Safety and Licensing Committee. Nobody from the company showed up at the meeting. Assistant City Attorney Nutran explained, though, she did talk on the phone with a representative, explained the information provided does not meet the city's criteria, all of it, to exceed the licensing quota. The unanimous recommendation now goes to the Common Council. About 2 years ago, Caledonia Village President Bob Bradley had a committee start keeping tabs on what happens with the former Western Publishing building on Erie Street due to concerns from neighbors and police at the time about trespassers. Well, now he's telling those same residents something will be done, several of them talking about even more problems at this week's village board meeting. John Batten noted a lot of residents like to walk, but the building is a concern, including for police, given its condition and the trespassing that's taking place.
My first fear, really immediate fear, is for the officers who have to respond. I don't think one of these eventually is going to end well, because they have to go in. Kids are getting in the building. Officers have to go in the building and have to go in. The first danger is obviously going to be the kids that are in there for the officers, but we've heard the reports from the officers there. black mold, water, broken fluorescent bulbs, mercury, and we're asking our officers to go in there repeatedly to search for the individuals that are there.
Administrator Tom Christensen indicated the first action to board up the building and to get in contact with the owner. In the Kenosha County Village's Summers, 13th Avenue from Highway A to almost the Pike River Bridge is open again after having been closed for repair work the result of last month's flooding. An almost 160-foot stretch of pavement damaged along with some of the embankment for the bridge itself. Up until the work began, part of 13th Avenue had been down to just one lane. The Village Board approved almost $188,000 out of the contingency account to fix the road, also still in the process of seeking federal reimbursement. The Kenosha News pointing out that the 13th Avenue Bridge is scheduled to be completely redone in 2 years at a cost of more than $1 million, 80% of that to be covered by state and federal funding. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee rejects the request of Al Herman, who lives in the 1900 block of Prospect Street and wants his streetlight back, the one removed a few years back among the hundreds on We Energy's poles the city had removed to reduce costs. DPW Commissioner Mark Yalen noted other streetlights are on in that block and that the cost would be around $800 or so to return just the one light.
There's streetlights across the street from Mr. Herman's property. There's a streetlight about 106 feet to the west of his property. It has a clear illumination to Mr. Herman's property. There is another street light about 130 feet east of the property.
Herman suggesting the light taken out is translated into the opportunity for kids to cause problems, including vandalism. Alderman Sandy Winder says it's not always about policy, but noted individual requests of citizens are important. 2-1 was the committee's recommendation to receive and file that request. The report goes to the council next week. Kenosha City Plan Commission Thursday will consider some plans for a third proposed boutique hotel downtown. Paul Campagna owns three restaurants in the city. He's purchased the building at 614 56th Street and has got plans for a six-room hotel on the second floor with a lower-level ultra-lounge banquet facility and bar for up to 120 people and a first-floor full-service bar and restaurant. And there's a 3,000-square-foot rooftop terrace proposed with outdoor seating, 1,500-square-foot mezzanine, small bar and restaurant area. That's the third proposal. This is next door to the Chase Bank building, where another large boutique hotel has been proposed. And, of course, already underway work on the former Heritage House. That's being converted into a hotel as well. This afternoon at City Hall in Racine, about 4:30, the Racine Plan Commission will meet on the agenda a public hearing, among other things, a public hearing on a conditional use permit request from Miles of Smiles Academy. This is to create a daycare in what was for years Dino's Italian Village Restaurant at 1816 16th Street. Plans calling for up to 85 children. Parking could be a discussion issue. WRJN.com. That's our webpage, and that's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll also get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.